Believing in God, believing in the reality of the Most Holy Trinity, is the cornerstone of Christianity. Faith in three divine persons in one true God is the essential foundation of everything else we believe and know to be true about God. For all Christian believers, the one true God that we worship, the God who was fully revealed in the life and teaching of Jesus Christ, is the Trinity. So, folks, fasten your seatbelts, because I'm about to give you a very brief review of the dogmatic theology that is the basis of our religion, that is, faith in the Trinity. The Christian confession of faith in the Trinity is constantly expressed in words that we often mindlessly say, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. But as believers, we do know that the reality of the Trinity is an unyielding mystery. That doesn't mean we don't know anything about it, but it does mean that after we have said everything, there is boundless truth still left unsaid in our human language about the God who is without limit. The essence of God is an endless ocean of being. God's existence is infinite and indeterminate. But because faith in the Trinity is necessary for our salvation, it's worth doing a little work together and savor together the language of faith that describes God. First of all, we cannot affirm often enough that there is only one God. There is only one divine being. Christians do not worship three gods. We worship one God in three divine persons. The one God has revealed himself in the Scriptures as the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, a trinity of persons sharing a singular divine being. The first person of the Trinity is the Father, the eternal source and origin of all things, including the Trinity itself. The second person of the Trinity is the Son. He is the personal self-expression of the Father's own divine life and being. The Son is the very Word of God, co-eternal. That means there was never an instant when the Son was not God. And consubstantial, that means he is the very same substance as the Father. As the Nicene Creed teaches us, the Son is God from God, light from light, true God from true God. The third person of the Trinity is the Holy Spirit, who glorifies the Father and the Son, and forever unites the Father and the Son in sharing eternal love. For all eternity, the Father speaks himself, that Word that is his Son. And from all eternity, the Father and the Son look upon each other with endless love. And that love is the Holy Spirit. And so, this primordial union of the three divine persons essentially is relational. The mystery of the Trinity is the mystery of love. The Trinity is a kind of community of love that shares together one divine being. Now, this is absolute truth that all Catholics must believe if we ever hope to share in the life of God. Remember, we were all originally made in God's image and likeness. But when that divine image was soiled and distorted by our sin, it was Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, who became incarnate when the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In Christ we were saved, redeemed from sin, delivered from death, and promised a share in God's own life without end, but only insofar as we have identified ourselves with the image and likeness of the Trinity that Jesus has restored to our human nature. Our creation, our salvation, our promised glorification are all the work of the Trinity. Like the Son, we must receive everything from the Father, releasing self-will and giving ourselves over to the adoration of the Father and service to our neighbor. Like the Holy Spirit, we must endlessly glorify and honor the Father and the Son by our worship and our praise. The church on earth, like the Trinity, our vocation is to be a community of love. Like the persons of the Trinity, our distinct personal identities must always be united in a loving relationship, a holy communion of being and action. We must try to imitate the very life of God in all the gospel virtues, the greatest of which is love. For all those baptized this Easter, for all those received into the church, for all those newly confirmed, for all who were baptized and confirmed even many, many years ago, this is what the Catholic Church must essentially be all about. This is what the Catholic Diocese of Peoria must always be all about, a fellowship of love, service, and praise. Through the grace and mercy of our triune God, we always have to try to be a real community, grounded in love, modeled in the life of God, on a love that forever unites the persons of the Trinity. This relationship with the life of God should be essentially obvious whenever we gather to celebrate the holy sacrifice of the Mass. In the Mass, the Son of God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, intercedes with the Father on our behalf. In the Mass, Jesus is our High Priest, offering the great thanksgiving prayer of his death and resurrection, now truly made present in the sacrament that is in our midst. Jesus is perfect atonement, the atonement that is offered to the Father. Jesus is the effective prayer for his church. Through Jesus, the Holy Spirit prays for us to the Father. For believers still living here on earth, there can be no more intimate entry into the life of the Trinity than our participation in the Mass. For the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead now truly makes present his body, his blood, his soul, and his divinity. The same Holy Spirit makes Christ's victory over death our victory. So when at the conclusion of the Eucharistic prayer we sing out our great Amen, our so be it, our yes, our agreement with God, we should really all be shouting. Folks should hear us 1,000 miles away when we as a church acclaim the yes to the God that is through him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, that all glory and power is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. This is our salvation, because even here on earth, we are united with the eternal worship of heaven. Our individuality, all the many different folks that make up the universal church, that make up the Catholic Diocese of Peoria, are united in one relationship. Together with all the saints and angels, assembled in inexhaustible glory, we too, even us living in time, already share in the love and unity of the three persons of the Trinity. So at this Mass, and every Mass, we are sanctified by the wondrous mystery we celebrate, the one true God. Even before we enter God's bliss in the glory of heaven. O Trinity, O Unity, be present as we worship Thee.